One thing is evident. Each candidate is distinctly different from the other, not only in approach to leading, but also in demeanor. Ann Clark, the current CMS Chief Academic Officer, was a bit reserved as she addressed the panelists and audience, but her experience in the system allowed her to drill down to specifics pretty quickly.
But one of the things I know we also have to do is we have to push our focus on pushing the ceiling. For the last decade, Charlotte has focused on raising the floor in terms of our student achievement and focusing many of our resources, time, people, and money on our low-performing schools.
On the other hand, Kreiner Cash, the superintendent of Memphis City Schools, was very expressive, occasionally rapping on the podium to make a point. He offered a handful of catchphrases like, "We don't want schoolhouse to jailhouse, we want schoolroom to boardroom." And he often incited audible agreements from the audience, such as when he spoke of his parents' influence.
Mom would say, put a high price tag on yourself and never go on sale. And now I live that, but where it's important in my leadership style is because I want children to believe that. And I want us to never sell them cheap, never put them on clearance.
And finally, Heath Morrison, the superintendent in Reno, Nevada, appeared excited to answer questions. No pausing, no deliberation. Take this question from a panelist who asked how Morrison has dealt with the politics of the position.
Tell us about your political skills and share a few local and state war stories that you might have to go with that.
I used to say to aspiring superintendents or new superintendents, hey, 90% of this job is political. I was off by about 9.9%. It's 99.9% political. It is building political capital so that you can do bold things on the behalf of children. And what I mean is, if the public doesn't trust us that we can do the small things, then why would they think that we can do the big things at scale to better serve children?
Today, the candidates are visiting more schools, lunching with education officials and elected representatives, and doing one-on-one interviews with the Board of Education. The board is expected to make a decision in early May. For WFAE News, I'm Tanner Latham in Charlotte.